Chapter 3 Higher Education. While Michelle was at high school, she started thinking about going to a top university like Princeton University. Princeton is in the Ivy League, a group of the best universities in America. Princeton started in 1746 and is the fourth oldest university in the USA. At that time, it was called the College of New Jersey, but in 1896, its name changed to Princeton University. Many important people have graduated from Princeton. Two of them became American presidents. James Madison, the fourth American president, graduated in 1771. And Woodrow Wilson, the 28th president, graduated in 1879. John F. Kennedy, the 35th American president, also went to Princeton. But after 2 months, he became ill and had to leave. Some famous actors and writers have also graduated from Princeton. And in 1973, Queen Noor of Jordan graduated from there. The road to Princeton was not easy for Michelle. One of her teachers did not think she was clever enough to go there. But this did not stop Michelle. She worked even harder because she wanted to show everyone that her teacher was wrong. So she studied hard, joined more groups, and tried to get better and better grades. In 1981, she got a place at Princeton and graduated from Whitney Young with the title Salutatorian of her class. This was the name for the second best graduate of a class. Michelle was very excited to go to Princeton because she did not know anything about life at university. She only knew about living in a small apartment with her family. Neither of her parents went to university, so they could not tell her much about it. Princeton is nearly 800 miles east of Chicago. Michelle's brother Craig was already studying there. After Princeton, he became a basketball teacher at Oregon State University and Brown University, another university in the Ivy League. Later, he played basketball for the famous New York Knicks. When Michelle came to Princeton, people called her Craig's little sis, meaning younger sister. Suddenly, Michelle was a student at a large Ivy League university, and her life was changing. She mostly enjoyed life at Princeton University, but sometimes people showed racism towards her because of the color of her skin. Michelle shared a room with a white student. But after a few weeks, this girl's mother wanted her to move to another room. She did not want her daughter to share a room with a black girl. Sometimes, Michelle felt the other students were very different from her. Many students drove to the university in their expensive BMW cars. Michelle's family did not have much money, and she did not know any adults with a BMW. But because she was a student at Princeton, sometimes she felt that she was not part of her community at home either. But usually, Michelle felt happy at Princeton. Most of the other students and teachers tried to understand her, and they wanted her to do well. When Michelle was not happy about something, she always tried to change it. Michelle questioned the way that the university taught French, because there were not enough opportunities to practice speaking the language. She also joined a group of students called the Third World Center. These students were from ethnic minorities. As part of this group, Michelle ran the daycare center. This center helped to look after students' young children and also helped older children. Michelle and other students gave the children lessons after school and helped them with their schoolwork. In her last year at Princeton, Michelle wrote a paper with the title Princeton Educated Blacks and the Black Community. She found 400 ethnic minority graduates from Princeton and asked them lots of questions. But only 90 replied.
Questions for Black graduates. How do you feel about being African American? How did you feel before you started university? How did you feel after you graduated? Did you feel comfortable when you were a student? Do you think that the color of your skin was important in your university life?
Michelle studied hard at Princeton and did very well there. She graduated in 1985 with a grade of cum laude, which means top of the class. After Princeton, Michelle went to law school at another top Ivy League university, Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She graduated from Harvard University in 1988. While she was there, she started a campaign for the university to have more ethnic minority students and teachers. She also helped people without much money to find places to live. When she graduated from Harvard, Michelle was a proud, well-educated young woman. She was very confident about herself and her abilities. She went back to her hometown of Chicago and got her first job with a law firm called Sidley Austin. She did not know it, but now her life was really going to change.